In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the Gospel today, there are several aspects that we can reflect upon. First, we see that Jesus wastes no time in carrying out his mission to bring healing, to bring salvation, to bring freedom, especially from the power of Satan, and that continues through the sacraments of the Church and through the prayers of the Church. And that we see that our Lord was, his sacred heart truly being revealed, as it clearly says, his heart was moved with pity for them. That our Lord is tenderly looks at us and cares for us, for all our needs, but above all, our spiritual needs, those things that will help us in our path to heaven, those things that will help us to grow in love and virtue. And so we see that our Lord wasted no time in his ministry, teaching, proclaiming the gospel, curing disease and illness. And it's just to inspire us in our own life that whatever we may do in our life, such as prayers, our penances, our sacrifices, our daily witness, that we see that we're called to imitate our Lord in our dedication, in our zeal, in our fervor in serving God. That we know that our Lord's public ministry was relatively short, about 3 years. But in the sense, our life is also short. And so the time that we have, we recognize is a gift to us given to continue to serve and love God to the best of our ability. And this gospel is just to make us reassured how our Lord cares for us and wants us to be close to him. Secondly, the gospel also reminds us how important it is to pray for vocations to the priesthood, vocations to the religious life, and also married couples give a witness in their marriage, and single people are also called in their vocation to give witness. We have many saints both from the married life, from the single life, and so it's just a reminder to us that we all have a vocation and also all have a purpose in increasing the harvest for the kingdom of God by our daily prayers, our sacrifices, our daily witness. But specifically, we do want to remember how important it is to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life, that call to dedicate one's life to the service of God in a specific way through his church. May our Blessed Mother today encourage us and give us her motherly grace and assistance to help us to imitate her Son and to follow him with trust and confidence each day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.